this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GiveSendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.GiveSendGo.com.
Hello and welcome to our GiveSendGo Spotlight. We're so glad you're joining us today. We have a really special guest. His name's Trent Remsberg, and he has started a campaign on GiveSendGo. And I'm going to let him tell us a little bit about it. Welcome, Trent.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. The campaign is to raise funds for the grocery store in my hometown. I'm in Fowler, Indiana. My background is mostly in restaurants, which I did primarily in Indianapolis for about 9 years. I was level 2 sommelier, so I had a big focus on wine. But with everything that's happened over the last 2.5 years, I kind of had a aha moment or an awakening moment of some sort, realizing that the best way to kind of fight back against the uncertainty out there in the world right now is to bring things back to the local level. And upon coming back home, the grocery store here in town was not being run exceptionally well by the previous people. And then with everything compounding from, you know, the COVID and all that stuff, they just didn't cut it. So it's been closed now for a good few months, going on a year. And I figured this was my way to help the community. And the plan is to kind of use that as a hub for community outreach and helping, you know, as much as possible. So that's kind of where I'm at. And we're trying to get off the ground within the next month or so, and would love to be open before July 4th. So we're trying to scrape together some building improvements really get the ball rolling.
Awesome. So if you want to check out Trent's campaign, it's across the bottom of the screen, but it's givesendgo.com/Fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R, foods. And you can go on and read more about what he is raising money for. So Trent, you come home, there's one grocery store because you have it's a small town, it sounds like. And so
yeah, it's about 2,200 people.
Okay, so really small town. And that's one grocery store that's not operational right now?
Correct.
But yeah. People have to go elsewhere, like to the next towns over. Is that kind of how it is?
Yeah, so there is a Dollar General here in town. And they picked up a few extra coolers and kind of tried to help what they could. And actually a local farm is supplying cuts of meat to the local drugstore right now. Wow. But it's just kind of hit and miss, you know, and with gas prices going up, nobody wants to drive. The nearest like Meijer or Walmart or anything like that's about a half hour away. There's a couple other small towns that have things, but it's an older population as well. So bringing all that back home and really providing for the community is what we're aiming for.
So have you gotten permission or whatever it took to like take over the grocery store? Like, is it been approved that you get to kind of like step in and see if you can do something with this grocery store?
Yeah, that's right. So like I said, the last people that were in there were not from Fowler. And I think they kind of bit off more than they could chew. And so it defaulted back to the previous owners that had it for about 35 years. And they did a great job, again, really kept the community as the priority. And so I'm in a contract with them to purchase it. And then we're just looking to maybe improve the building a little bit and have a little bit of a cash cushion so we can jump right in with, you know, helping the community more than just focusing in the building itself.
Wow. So this is like, it sounds like a really big endeavor to come back and try to start up the grocery store again and learn all the ins and outs of ordering and getting shipments. And especially with like what you said, the things that are going on in our society today, you know, baby food shortages and shortages on a lot of different things. What are your priorities when you step in there, what are the first things when, if you, you know, when you raise the money that is needed, what are the priorities for you in starting this grocery store?
So yeah, I want to make our town as resilient to all of that uncertainty as possible. So I'll be working with local farmers, fresh eggs. I've been already discussing with the gentleman that's going to be our butcher. And we're planning, maybe not right at launch, we might be buying primal cuts and going from there. But eventually we want to do full processing from animal down to cuts and ground beef, and, you know, have fresh food and produce that is locally sourced. The big bottleneck in the supply issues and the prices aren't coming from the farmers. The farmers are still doing fantastic jobs. It's when you look at these processing plants and these big box stores that just aren't cutting it. They are short-staffed. And if you pay attention to the news that isn't necessarily broadcast widely, there's been an insane amount of fires and explosions and things that, you know, make you raise your eyebrows a little bit. And that trend is something that we're going to fight against by keeping things as localized and small circle as possible.
One of the things I love about this story is that what I hope it does is for people who are watching is encourage others to step in when there's a need, because you could have just gone back and said, well, you know, this is a huge thing to open up the grocery store again. People are figuring it out without it, but you're going, no, we need to like step in and do something for the people of this community. And each one of us has a community around us that have some needs, whether it's doing a grocery store or finding people who are shut in and offering to help them or whatever it is. Like, we each have something that we can step in and do. Like, we don't have to just live life. We can live an adventure. And as much as this is a big adventure for you, and there's a lot of unknowns and things as you step forward, like, it is an adventure. And that's how we should look at life, is that we are on this adventure. God, show us what you want us to do so that we can make a difference in our world. Instead of sitting back, watching the news and complaining about everything that's going on, let's actually do something, because that's what we are made to do, right? Like, to take care of each other. So how did you find Give, Send, Go? So you started a campaign, you've raised a few hundred dollars. How did you find Give, Send, Go? Why did you choose us?
Yeah, so you really made your mark in the Canada situation. And I thought that was awesome to step in when it's a similar thing that I'm not to toot my own horn or pull my own horn cord, I guess, with the analogy there. But you stepped in when somebody else didn't pull the weight, you know? Everybody's heard of your main competitor, which I won't name. And they didn't do the will of the people, and you said, we will, and God was behind you for that. And you stepped in, and that was huge. And so you've been on my radar ever since. And I knew if I was going to do anything like this, I wasn't going to be putting my support behind a company that I don't agree with. And I think to your point with the locality and having a community around you, we need to have the courage to do just that, to support the people we agree with, to support the people that have values and the same priorities as we do in our hearts. And I, 2 years ago, I'm entrenched in a big city, doing the wine thing, making all these silly deals. And I would have never imagined I would kind of transfer over to grocery stores. But that's the plan. And I do think it's my calling. And I think it's why I was forced back to Fowler. And after saying forced seems silly almost now, because it was the right thing. And I can't wait to really use this as a catalyst and even an example for other people to see that there is a way to fight back against all of this craziness out there right now. And that is to lean on your neighbor and be steady so they can lean on you as well.
Yeah. And, you know, that's exactly one of the reasons Give, Send, Go started was, you know, we saw these other platforms allowing people to fundraise. And we thought, what a great idea, getting people together when there's a need. That's how it should be. Communities rallying around people. But we also understood, because we are a Christian platform, not that you have to be a Christian or anything to be honest, like we stand for freedom for everybody. Like we don't even have to agree with you, but because we do have Christian values in our own personal, my brother and I in our own personal lives, we said, we know that money is important, but there's hope that people need beyond money. And so we're going to make this platform where we allow people to raise money, even people we don't agree with. Imagine that in today's world, we allow people to raise money for what is important to them. And then we're going to reach in and share hope with them, because a lot of times when people are on our platform, they're feeling hopeless. Something bad has happened. They have to fundraise. And we say, no, we're going to call them, let them know we're praying for them, see if there's anything specific that they need, things like that, because we do want to spread hope in this world, because it can feel so hopeless so often. Yeah, when we stepped up for the Canadian truckers, same thing. It was like, no, this is the right thing to do. It's not the easy thing, but it's the right thing. And when what happens, and it's like what's happening in your situation, and I believe will happen around the globe if people just start stepping up, is that when you see something not working the way you like it, you can do something about it. We've lived complacently for so long with all these big tech companies and all these things that are just comfortable for us. And all of a sudden they're like kind of taking away our freedom. And we're going, wait, yeah. I can't.
It was almost coordinated. You know, it was like, it was almost like a trap. You know, they lulled us all into this complacency and this comfort in relying on them for certain things, all the way down to, you know, payment processing. And now they're stripping people from access to banks. They're stripping people from access to speak. I mean, you look at something humongous like Twitter being considered essentially the modern day public square. And we've got digital Gestapo telling you, no, you can't think that way. And the way around that is to talk in person and see each other smile and be neighborly. And that goes so much further than 140 characters on a computer screen.
100%. And even, you know, like I think all the time, some of the biggest campaigns we have are, you know, let's say there's a house fire in someone's community, right? And somebody passed, a child passes away. We see thousands of people in that community coming around to help support this family who's going through the trauma. And no one's asking, who did you vote for? Right? Because the human nature is like, no, we care for each other. It's not the government's job to come in and step in and care for us. We care for each other. That's how we were made for. And you're doing that right here. You're stepping in and going, I'm going to care. I'm not going to say, oh, you have to vote a certain way to use my grocery store. No, like I'm here and I'm going to offer this service and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability so that people can feel that hope and that care. And we each have that. I want to keep going back to it because I think it's so important, is that we each have that ability in our own circles. And so if you're watching this today, be thinking of the things in your community that you can step in. Don't live a complacent life. Make changes. When you see something that you don't like, you can change it. Make an alternative. That's what we did.
And to your point, anybody watching this, we're not done with Gibson Go after this. Like, obviously, we're scraping money together to do what we're doing, but we want to be an example. And anytime something like this comes up or anything even, you know, remotely similar, it's going to be on our radar. And my girlfriend and I, she's been incredibly supportive throughout this. We have a bigger picture in mind than a grocery store. You know, we're going to be delivering to people who can't make it to the store. And being in Indiana with harsh winters and things like that, we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that we don't slip further behind with everything becoming a global economy. It's frustrating to see, but like you said, there are ways to fight it. And that's kind of, we're carving out our lane to do just that. Absolutely.
So if you want to support Fowler Foods, go to givesandgo.com/Fowler Foods. It's a tongue twister for me. Fowler Foods. And Bill, we'd love for you to give to this. We'd love, if you don't have the money, pray for this, share it. All of those things are important in a campaign to get the word out. So if you are watching this right now and you feel like you want to have a part in this grocery store and what's going to be taking place, give, pray, share, all important. And follow this campaign so that when there are updates, he can add them to this campaign, and you can come on and get notifications when he launches and things like that. So come on, giftsandgo.com/Fowler Foods. One last question, and let me pull it up. I just had it and then I lost it.
Just while you're looking for that, another way to find even more up to date is, although we're sitting here bashing big tech, everybody's on Facebook, especially being in a community that, you know, has kind of fallen away from that a little bit. And that's not a disparaging comment, but there is a Facebook group, Fowler Foods Market and Deli. That's where I'm doing the more immediate day-to-day updates that are kind of showing how we are doing more than just the physical four walls of a grocery store, and how we're able to interact with our neighbors and community.
Awesome. Yeah. So go visit that Facebook page so you can get more of the day-to-day updates and things like that. So one of the questions you had sent over is, what do you think, what have been your biggest challenges? Because I'm very curious about this. What have been your biggest challenges, and what are the unique approaches you're going to take them on? Because I want people to think, when you go into something like this, it's not just, there's always challenges. So I'd love to hear what you've done in face of challenges that you've seen.
So the biggest thing has been money, honestly. We've met some roadblocks with loans, and we kind of had to get a little bit creative on doing things on a little more personal level. The banks have to look at worst case scenario, and I don't take it personally. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, the people that were in there before me failed, and that is a red flag, you know? And so, the biggest challenge has been that, but seeing, like you said, seeing the support and hearing people tell me that they're praying for the success of it, that's been just as valuable as any money. We're scraping the money together, we're piecing it together, and we're going to do something that is far more valuable than, you know, paying a bank back. So we have faced those challenges, and it's been frustrating because the mindset is it's a global economy. But the global economy is failing right now. And this is the answer, is to look inward and keep your circle small and rely on each other. So it's hard to convince somebody of that when they're looking at bottom line and quarter to quarter profits. But that's not the game we're in. Obviously, that's how we facilitate what we want to do, is to turn a profit. But that's not the priority. And I hope that this becomes contagious and that more people understand that money is just a vehicle. That's how you get what you need and what you want. But there has to be a drive and a purpose behind it, other than just, you know, what's in your pocket.
100%. So everybody, I'm so thankful that Trent came on today. I love hearing stories. We have countless campaigns on GiveSendGo of people stepping up and stepping out to do things that can sometimes seem overwhelming. But if you have a few extra dollars this month, if you have a lot of extra dollars and you're like, you know what, I want to put my money to some good use, go to Trent's campaign at Fowler Foods, giveSendGo.com/Fowler Foods, and invest in what he's doing. It's going to change lives. And that's what we're here to do at Gifts and Go, is to shine brightly in every small town and community across the world. And so thank you, Trent, for shining brightly where you are. I look forward to hearing more about what ends up happening. I can't wait to hear when you launch this store and to hear all the exciting stories that you'll have to tell on your adventure. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. And like you said, stay up to date and check in with us anytime you please. That would be an honor for us.
Awesome. GiveSendGo.com/Fowler Foods. Everybody have a wonderful day and don't stop shining.
Hey, Shine Brightly listeners. If there's one thing we can all agree on, the world can often feel like a dark and lonely place. Here at GiveSendGo, we often see people in hopeless situations, feeling like there's nowhere else they can turn. That is until they find GiveSendGo. In addition to being a fundraising platform, we're ready to listen and pray for your campaigns. No matter where you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, GiveSendGo believes in giving a voice to the voiceless and sharing hope with the hopeless. That's why we're the platform where help and hope go hand in hand. To offer this same help and hope to someone in your life, visit GiveSendGo.com to give to a campaign or to start your very own campaign. That's www.givesendgo.com.